This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a discussion on the 99 names of Allah. We have here with us Ammar Shukri and yours truly Bilal Khan. And in this video, we will be talking about
At-Tawwab.
At-Tawwab Rahim, or just At-Tawwab. Well, just we already covered Rahim, so you can...
But you're right how they just flow off your tongue together.
Because
they come together a lot. At-Tawwab is actually mentioned 11 times in the Quran. Of them is the dua of Ibrahim and Ismail, where they famously say, Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan laka arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. So Ibrahim and Ismail are building the Kaaba, yeah, and they are asking Allah Azza wa Jal as they're building the Kaaba, and they say, make us Muslim, those who submit to you, and from our progeny, those who submit to you.
How do we know they are still building it as opposed to having already built it?
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ وَرَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. It's a continuation of their dua.
Yeah.
As Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ, as Ibrahim and his Ismail are
laying the foundation.
Laying the foundation.
Okay. Yeah. So al-qawaid means specifically foundation.
Yeah.
So when they say qawaid al-fiqh, why don't you study that first instead of...
It's the principles. It's the foundations and the principles.
Okay. No, but like people say that qawaid is an advanced subject.
It is an advanced subject.
So why is it?
It depends on your madhab with regards to learning fiqh.
Okay.
Do you because by the way, part of it is practical, right?
Okay.
So the idea is you learn fiqh for immediate implementation.
Okay.
Are you someone who's going
to
be?
So it's like strategy versus tactics.
You need to learn tactics. Wudu.
Yeah.
So you learn the basic fiqh of wudu. You need to learn how to purify yourself.
Right. So living process first, and then let's go into the thought process.
Yeah, learn practice, and then later on you can learn the theory.
Mm.
Right?
Got it.
Okay. So at-tawwab has a number of meanings. Of them, the first is...
That's what they say, make tawbah.
Yes.
Okay, because Allah is at-tawwab.
Allah has made us tawwab. So the first thing is... The fact that Tawbah exists. Allah is the one who legislated Tawbah.
Okay.
That in and of itself, right?
Yeah.
Is a manifestation of Him being a Tawwab. That He provided us with this tool to have our sins forgiven. So the first is that Allah Azza wa Jal legislated Tawbah. That's from His benevolence. That's from His mercy. That's from His grace.
Yeah.
On the Day of Judgment, Hadith of Abu Dharr, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that a man will be brought forth on the Day of Judgment, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, conceal this person's major sins and just show the minor ones.
Okay.
And then...
What does it take to get the minor ones concealed too?
Yeah, right? So what's going to happen is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to present them, and He's going to say, do you remember this? Do you remember this? Do you remember this? The person's going to say, yeah, I did. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, transform his sins into good deeds.
Oh, just like... Move it all across the scale.
It all gets transferred into good deeds.
Okay.
So that person will then say, Ya Rab, I have sins that I don't see here. That's not everything. Right? So by the way, the entire time while his sins are being recounted to him,
yeah,
he's worried about
all the other real stuff.
The real stuff that's hidden.
Yeah.
He's like, how is this not here?
Yeah, like, I'm already being questioned for the small stuff.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden when he sees that it's being transferred into good deeds or transformed into good deeds,
yeah,
he's going to say, Ya Rab, I have some stuff that I don't see here.
Don't shoot yourself in the foot, dude. Yeah.
So that's the first, that Allah Azza wa Jalla legislated Tawbah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla
made. What happens with the guy? What happens?
I don't know. The hadith ends there.
It just ends there and you're left at a cliffhanger.
I mean, it's expected that he goes to paradise. And Allah Azza wa Jalla isn't going to transform his sins into good deeds.
He's like, okay, by the way. Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Okay.
So, the second meaning of Tawbah is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who... He facilitates.
What was the first meaning?
So the first meaning is that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He legislates Tawbah.
Oh, He legislates. Okay, okay.
So Allah legislates.
He gave us the tool for Tawbah.
He gave us this tool called Tawbah.
Yeah.
Right? The second is that Allah Azza wa Jalla, after legislating Tawbah, so this is the tool.
Mm-hmm.
The second is that He made Tawbah. He's the one who gives you the tawfiq for Tawbah. He's the one who inspires you to make Tawbah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who facilitates Tawbah for you.
Is there a difference between the understanding of... Is tawfiq and inspiration the same thing?
No. inspiration is ilham. So Allah Azza wa Jal inspires you. You get the idea.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that you're going to do it.
Right.
Right? So tawfiq is the ability to actually... No. Tawfiq is success.
Execution.
Tawfiq is success. When you're able to do something, that's tawfiq.
Okay.
You know? So when you're able to actually, you know, accomplish something, that's tawfiq.
Oh, so the fact that you're making tawbah is an accomplishment.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a great accomplishment. So granting you the ability to make tawbah, right? That's the third. The third level, that's the second.
Yeah.
Sorry, the third level is that Allah Azza wa Jal grants you steadfastness on your tawbah. Because we know that sins...
It's not going to stop.
Nag. Sins nag and you relapse and you fall back and, you know, we're so
honestly,
weak.
Honestly, I think this understanding, this third point is... would be a lot of, gives a lot of hope to people who have addictions.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, the idea is sincerity.
Yeah.
If a person is sincere and they repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will accept their repentance even if it's the 100th time they've relapsed. The question is, are you sincere? And that you don't put yourself in a position where you are playing games with Allah.
Okay.
Like, oh, Allah, I'm really sorry.
Okay, so what's the difference between somebody who is sincere but relapses continuously until death, but is still sincere in their tawbah and continues to do so till death, versus somebody who's playing games?
Commitment.
Okay.
But taking serious steps.
Oh, like trying to correct oneself.
Obviously.
Okay.
It's not just a person who stays in the same environment, same friends, same everything, and they're like, oh, Rabb, I'm so... No, that's not how it works. The man who killed 99, killed 100... He started moving.
Yeah.
He started relocating himself. Those are serious steps that a person actually takes.
Gotcha.
So that commitment is what defines a person's sincerity. You know, are you going to actually change yourself or work towards change?
Gotcha.
You know? And it could even just be the actual like emotion in the heart, you know, hating it, hating this about yourself, really wanting it to be distanced from you, wanting to change.
Yeah.
You know, as a person or someone who's
I've heard so many people, somebody's an alcoholic, right? They might be a recovering alcoholic or whatever, but like people said that desire doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you can
still hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But people,
you can still hate that you have the desire for it.
Yeah, but then how do you balance the fact that you still hate it, but you hate it for the fact that you love it?
I don't think that's hard to balance at all.
Okay.
I think it works perfectly well in a person's psyche and in a person's heart.
Okay.
You know, you have, we're inclined to lots of things.
Right.
We're inclined to lots of things that are bad to us, right? And we can still hate ourselves for doing it and we can hate falling into it.
Okay.
All right. So that's the third level, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He grants you tawfiq. And the fourth is that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts tawbah.
Okay.
Allah accepts tawbah. You make a mistake and you turn around and you ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah forgives you. He accepts. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah says He is the one who accepts tawbah from His slaves. How many people on this earth, if you wrong them, they're not going to accept your apology?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, He accepts tawbah. Not only that, but the most vivid description of Allah's happiness that's been presented that I've come across is in relation to
tawbah.
Okay,
the fact that he's so happy about the fact that the person's coming back. Be like, I'm so glad you came into...
The example is given is the guy who was on a journey.
Oh, he loses his camel.
On his camel.
Yeah.
Loses his camel, right? And you're the filmmaker. You know better than me. This guy's going through... all of these emotions, right? Probably sadness, probably grief, probably panic, probably all of these things.
Yeah.
And the movie's about to end. This guy has finally come to the conclusion that he's about to die.
All is lost.
All is lost. And then he sees his camel ride from him. And that euphoria, right? That bliss in that moment where he looks up towards the sky and he says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I'm your Lord. And the Prophet ﷺ says he made a mistake because of how jubilant he was.
Yeah.
That example of happiness is Allah Azza wa Jal when one of us repents to Him. Right? So Allah Azza wa Jal is a tawwab. He forgives and He loves to forgive.
Jubilation.
Yes.
That's another word that's not an English word.
It is a very good English word. Jubilee is an X-Men, so you should know.
Outside of the fact that if it wasn't for an X-Men character, I would have never known what the heck jubilee and all of that means.
Yes.
I should say with a British accent, jubilation.
Very quickly, I just want to go over what are the conditions of Toba.
Okay.
Like, how does a person repent? The first is that a person regrets. A person regrets doing that sin. They don't feel good about it. They're not proud of it. They feel regret that they committed that sin. The second is that a person then commits to not committing that sin again. So you have this drive, or you have this commitment. I'm not going to do this again. And again, like we mentioned, commitment requires serious steps that you put yourself in a position as best as you can to not fall into that.
Okay.
Right. The third is to actually not commit it again. So you are in a state of being someone who has repented from a sin as long as you have not fallen back and relapsed.
But what happens when the person
does? When a person relapses, then you need a new Toba. You just restart it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. Then the fourth is, what if that thing that they've done has to do with the rights of somebody else? So if it is between you and Allah, then those first three cover it. You commit, you regret, you don't relapse. But what if I've stolen $10,000 from somebody? I can't just regret it and feel really bad about it.
It was just like that thief who...
And drive my car that I bought with that $10,000, right?
I remember an article where some guy stole like some amount of money. And they're saying that there's a reward for somebody who brings it in. And so the guy who stole it brings it in and gets arrested. He's like, yo, where's my reward? Wow.
That's funny. So what do you do then?
Mm.
You return their right. And then the ulama, they mentioned, well, what if returning that right, say, for example, you backbited somebody and you're going to come up to that person and say, by the way, I totally destroyed your reputation amongst this group of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, please forgive me. And what if in doing that, you're going to cause even more harm, right? Or this person is, you're going to cause incredible tension between you two, or it's going to have some catastrophic results, worse than even
because what you did. Because the person might take it as a breach of trust and
whatever. Yeah, and it might be families involved. Who knows, right? So they said, if that's the case, if you know that you... for example, with backbiting, it's going to cause even more harm for you to bring it up. Then you seek forgiveness for that person. You try to mention that person in a good way in the same gatherings where you were mentioning them in a bad way from before.
Yeah.
And you try to fix it like that. But if it's something like that's a right, it's money, it's something like that you've taken away from a person, then you have to return it. That's part of your tawbah. Yeah. And so these are some of the meanings with regards to a tawbah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept our repentance. And this is, I think, is an easy takeaway. When you believe that Allah is a tawab, you should frequently repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, right? And never lose hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla forgiving you and accepting your repentance.
Cool.